what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but we will have a clue today. So listen carefully for the opportunity to win a Josh McDowell book. Wow. The review with the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The media is still clueless as to what the truth is. Ha! I like that one. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because we know the biggest clue is that Jesus is the answer. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. So here's something to really think about. So I just mentioned clues, told you to listen for a clue for the sound effects. Also told you that the media is clueless, right? Also told you that the biggest clue is Jesus is the answer. Now watch this. A clue is a sign or an indication. What clues has God been giving you? Ooh, what signs and or indications has God been giving you? If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness, because that, my friends, is sad, sad, sad. Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! All right, talking to Dynamite D is like, ready? Jogging for the first time in 20 months.
Oh, wow, Dave. That is a very, very good one.
That's a good one,
interesting,
right?
Interesting, too.
Yep, yep. For the first, yesterday, for 23 minutes, not fast, but just jogged all the way.
Wow.
Pretty
very
happy
proud of
about
you.
That.
Now, the only thing with that, Dave, you didn't go too hard, did you?
I did not on the jogging. Great. I did not. No, I'll just say that again. On the jogging, I did not go too hard. I'm just pointing that out on the jogging. Okay, if you don't want to call us, you know you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Let's use the semi-professional voice.
214-210-8483.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Also, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, @hemustincrease.org. Pretty simple. We send you over to the website. Couple things to tell you. Very cool stuff. As you know, the contest is afoot. No, actually, it's on right now. It's not a foot or an arm. It's just going on right now. And so information about the contest to win the Josh McDowell book, kind of an apologetics book, top 77 questions regarding the Bible that people often ask, could be very good for some. It's a paperback. Don't get too fancy. But on the website is a picture of the book. You'll get it right there. Also, July 2nd. July 2nd. I think that's me, yours truly, will be speaking at Murphy Road Baptist Church. That information is also on the website. We would love to see people come out and say hi, people that we've seen before and people that we've never seen. Just come on out. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. It'll be a great time. The service isn't even until 11. Do you want to give this church the biggest props in the world or what? Thank you very much. And then we're going to, they're going to give me kind of a free rein, which, of course, you know, is dangerous. Just saying.
Be careful, Dave.
Yes, I will be. I'm very careful. All right, Carter, you know what direction we're going in. And so I'm just hoping you guys will check it out. I think you'll find it to be fun. Plus, we have other stuff on the website, as we often do, some updates as well. Additionally, on the website is a place to give, you crazy kids, you. So if you want to give directly through the website, you can do that. It's 100% safe. Or if you want to get the information on how to give, also that is on the website. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
Now, you know what hint is going to come out of that?
What is that, Dave?
It's going to be wacky sounds. That's the ooga chaka, ooga chaka.
That's a hint.
Yeah, that's the hint. Wacky sounds. Everybody listen to what I'm saying. Hint number two, wacky sounds. Now, I really don't want to go further into that one because I didn't know that was coming up, but I really don't want you guys to have to do, hooked on a feeling, because that's kind of where that would be going. So I'm just saying, just don't get mad. Wacky. What did I say? Wacky sound. What is it? Wacky. What is it? Wacky sounds. All right, everybody got that? Wacky. You're thinking, that's not very spiritual. Yeah, so? Neither's eating a taco on Tuesday, but I'll still do that if my diet would permit me, but it doesn't.
With a little sauce?
Yeah, with a little hot sauce. That's right, hot sauce. I'm just going to say that. Wacky sounds. What is it? Wacky sounds. That's your second clue. It'll be up on the website. Now, remember, I'm going to do that 5 times. We're doing it all this week, so you might as well get ready for that. And then next week will be the big opportunity to win it. Ooh, don't miss, and don't ignore the sounds. Wacky sounds. That's what it is. What I do want to do is I'm going to start off praying for some of the people that have sent me some prayer requests throughout the weekend. If you guys don't mind, I need you to take your faith, combine it with my faith. Al wants to know if we're supposed to wait. Your David Spoon t-shirts if you show up at the Murphy Road Baptist Church. And my answer is, you guys got a t-shirt?
That's, oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't have. I have a He Must Increase, but I bought it off of Amazon.
I thought that was your shirt,
no,
Dave.
No, he wasn't.
But it's looking nice.
Yeah. You got a t-shirt? Really? All right. So anyhow, bottom line, let's go to prayer. Why? And here's something that will blow your mind. We have gotten responses in the last week. Prayer works. It is not a work. It works. God responds to prayer because you know what? Petitioning the Lord, it's not as though he doesn't know what's going on, but the pursuit of God is what he's looking for. The reciprocation of his love is for you and I to pursue him, and God responds to prayers. Let's do it. I'm going to kind of cover a blanket of different things. Let's come before the Lord with thanksgiving and faith. Let's do it right now. Father, we come before you right now in the powerful and incredible name of Jesus Christ, not by our own authority, Lord, not by our own righteousness, not by our own goodness, but by the goodness and the righteousness that has been imputed to us through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And so, Dad, we can come to you. We know we've got our faults, but when you're looking at us, you see us through Jesus. Hallelujah. And that means that you are listening to what we have to say. And when we know you're listening, we know you hear, we know you respond. And so we lift up people to you right now. I want to lift up my brother Jay, who's trying to figure out what to do in regards to a surgery situation for his back and just really struggling. We ask you to help him with that in Jesus' name. Also, Lord, we want to lift up Maya, who's a friend of Roslyn's. We want to ask you now to help give that woman the opportunity to hear, to know, and to acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. We pray for Roslyn. She's going, Lord, to Houston, get some more scans, her and Robert, and we just ask you that there would be great news that comes from that. Just great news. We lift up Gary to you. We lift up Ace. We lift up Deborah. We lift up Joanne and her situation. We lift up everybody who's going through a tough relationship situation, that in the name of Jesus, there would be a sense of peace that gives them confidence. That's right, Lord. I love to scream up at you. I love to yell with all my heart because you are all my heart, Lord. And I pray you would touch my brothers and sisters with your mighty grace and your mighty mercy. Do so in the incredible name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Wow, Dave.
Yeah.
As you was praying, Dave, it just came on my spirit that, you know, kind of you said it, but we're so imperfect, but we just got to continue to seek him, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about that, I mean, I just was talking with somebody not that long ago, and it's just like, look, this is not about establishing our kingdom. Why would you want to establish your own kingdom? Don't you
argue? Mess.
It's such a mess. And no matter what you're doing, it's a mess. Why would you even bother? It's like, let's just get together with the Lord and be a part of his kingdom, because why? His kingdom is awesome, isn't it? I mean, the kingdom of God, where, you know what, I was in a class, this was years ago, okay? I was in a class, and I'm praying, and the guy's talking, and you know it's bad when you're in a class and you feel like you're talking to the Lord, and the Lord's talking back to you while you're in a class, because I think you're supposed to be listening. So it's not that I wasn't trying to listen, but I was just like, you know, Lord, I'm really trying to understand, the kingdom part. And this is before I read George Lev, before I read any of these books, any of this. That's just me talking to the Lord. And I just said, you know, your kingdom, it's just like, you know, I want to really understand that. And the Lord is like, he whispered right into my spirit, my kingdom is where I am king.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, wait a second. The kingdom of God is where God is king. Isn't that just like, okay.
Hallelujah.
I mean, it's just like, there are areas in your life that you're struggling with, right? Just like me. Nothing different. I mean, I'm not any different than anybody. That's for sure. In fact, my sins are worse because I keep saying, you should know better, Dave. Okay, right? That's the same kind of thing that most people go through, right? Everybody thinks they're the worst sinner. That's kind of how it goes. But here's the thing. There are areas in our lives where we're fighting and there's a lot of tension. Here's the answer. God is king. And if you will make him king in that circumstance, in that situation, you don't have to run the show. And if you can't get past it because it's a struggle or a sin, if you make God the king, you won't have to run the show. It'll be a lot more about receiving than accomplishing.
I think that blessed someone, Dave.
Oh, I hope so. All right, so obviously I'm going to skip this first segment. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen on this show.
That prayer, Dave, when you were praying, I said, God, we're seeking you. And it's like, we can't do this alone. It's no beauty in us. It's, we got to keep our focus on him, Dave.
Absolutely. See, I love this one thing where David said, my goodness extendeth not beyond thee. In other words, there's nothing good in him except for what God has poured into him. It's like, yep, got that. Okay, got that. All right, let's take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jonathan and David were closely knit, And David made a commitment to Jonathan, and Jonathan said, I want you to make sure you're not going to take any kind of wrath or any kind of vengeance on my kids, on my family, on my people. And David made that commitment. What I want you to get in 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4, is that Mephibosheth is an offspring of Jonathan, and he was crippled, or he was lame. He couldn't walk properly. He couldn't, you know, function properly. He was at a tremendous disadvantage. And I remember when the preacher in North Phoenix Baptist Church looked at his audience, and just to give you an idea how big this church was, the auditorium seated like about 5,000. So it's like huge, right? And he looks around at everybody. And then he says this. He said, "You are Mephibosheth." And I was thinking, "What? What?" And he goes, "You," and you know, I'm thinking in my mind, but he's preaching, and was he just one of the best preachers? "You are Mephibosheth. You are lame and unable to walk without help." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That fill was exactly what Dynamite D was talking about when we were exiting on that last segment. It was just like right in line.
How funny.
I mean, you just like, okay, all right, Lord. We're just going to follow you. Just going to do our best to follow you. Okay, now I'm dropping pens and stuff, so this ought to be an interesting show. That's all I can give you. Here is your first trivia question. I am confident in all of you that you will know this. You will do your best. If you're not sure and you want to try, you know we'll get you there. We're never going to leave you hanging because we just don't do that. And we're looking to encourage one another and strengthen one another and bless one another. So if you've got a praise report, if you've got a prayer request, this is a great venue for that. It's a great opportunity. You don't have to speak perfectly. You know, I was counting it up. So there's like 2,600, 2,500 shows or so. There's like 4,600 or 4,700 hours. I don't think I've ever done a single show flawless. I mean, as in like no mistakes. I just don't think I've ever done one.
In an odd way, that's the beauty of it.
I know. That's what it, because it's like, that's me, and that's you, and that's all of us, isn't it? It sure is. So if you want to call in, but you're afraid, don't be. We'll get you there. It's part of the fun. All right, here's your first trivia question. Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria, "But the hour comes and now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in..." You see, I'm not going to give you the rest of the answer. You have to know what it is. How is it that true worshipers will worship the Father? That true worshipers will worship the Father in? Okay. We got to finish that, is what we're going for. How will true worshipers worship? Okay? And for those that, you guys, it's a reference, and John, you guys should, I'm hoping you'll pick it up. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. Okay, so we're going to do our DNA, because DNA is what we live by. Yay, DNA, yay. So here's our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Okay, that needs no definition. It just doesn't need definition. Just spend some time with the Lord. Whatever, you know. And maybe, and this is something I want to make sure people are free to. Maybe you just want to worship before the Lord. That's great. Super. Maybe you're just plowing into the world. Maybe you're just praying. Maybe you're praying and spending time with the Word. I think that's the best balance, but that's for me. That's not for everybody. Some people need more prayer than they need Bible time. Some people need more Bible time than they need prayer. It's not this is the only way. It's ridiculous. You entrust the Lord for these kind of things and enjoy Him. After all, that's what you're going to do for eternity. Enjoy him. So that's D. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke chapter 9, verse 26, as the world increases its animosity against Christians, it only means you need to stand more firm, being willing to defend the faith given once and for all to the saints. That's your responsibility. And then finally, A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve, which means OPM, other people matter. And we've said this multiple times, but I keep thinking there's somebody out there that's just catching part of it, and I want you to catch as much of it as you can. When you spend a little bit more of your energy on other people and a little less on your own struggle, you will do better. I mean, there's just a reality check of life. It's so funny. Because in our actual DNA, the chemical DNA, there is endorphins that are released when you sacrificially give.
Wow.
Now, how do you think that? Do you think that's an accident? So when you're giving to others, there's this little thing that goes ding, 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 and you're just like, ooh, and that, of course, is by design. The Lord knoweth what he doheth. Thank you.
And right. Hey, David, it's not a coincidence that the world wants to make everything about us.
Yeah, it's all self, me. And it's just like, first of all, it's all about him, and everyone that him is connecting to or wants to connect to him, and we just want to be a part of that. We have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Okay, listen, I would like to help you out real quick. Send me $10 and you can have some of them good endorphins.
You got it, brother. You make sure to give D your address and I'll send it to you right away. I might send you 11 because I need extra good endorphins.
Okay, attaboy. I'm going to just take a stab at it as I'm driving down the road and heard your question. Is it spirit?
Yeah, that's part of it. It's part of it. So we're going to say yes and amen. Here's what he wanted. When the true worshipers worship the Father, they worship in spirit and in truth. And so this.
You know what? I was fighting myself over in truth or in spirit.
That's so funny. It's both. And what's cool is truth is the authentic part. Spirit is the non-religious part. It's like,
right.
it's not by rules and regulations and writ, it's by spirit. And then in truth is the authenticity of your heart to his heart.
Right.
That's awesome, that's though. You were there.
Good,
you
man.
Got it, man. You got it. Did a great job. Fantastic.
I tell O'Donnell Mott, he did a good job, too.
Excellent, brother. Excellent call. Very, very, very good.
Hey, God bless you now. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so here's the thing, okay? I could just tell the Lord's like going, yeah, it's not what you want. I don't care what you want. Which sometimes I want to tell you, it's easier if I'm just like, here, this is me. This is what I want to do. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Here's the thing. The thing is, I'm looking around. I'm not blind like you guys. And you can see some of the stuff that's going on. And the pressure is coming in all these different directions. It's going to come economically. As you can tell, there are people that if you take a stand for Christianity, what's happening, they're getting blasted out of them. This isn't what's ironic is this isn't just the regular people. This is people in Hollywood. If you take a stand, you're blacklisted from having the ability to make movies. If you're a sports person and you take a stand and say, I support the people of the Christian faith, you get fired from the Toronto Blue Jays. It's like it's what it is. Is you should understand it at a minimum, regardless of whether you're waiting for a specific stamp or tattoo or a mark, you should see at a minimum the forerunning of that mark in these kind of things because you with the mark, if you don't have it, you can't buy or sell. You're taken out of the economic stream, and that's what's happening. So what makes you think that the world, as it gets worse in this, it's going to make it easier for Christians from a financial point of view? Instead of being afraid and then just thinking the only thing we can do is run and hide, maybe for a great deal of time we should consider standing by one another, helping one another, helping and strengthening and providing and blessing one another. It doesn't matter what your denominational background is if you are genuinely an authentic Christian. And that's the key. I don't care if you're Baptist, Pentecostal. I don't care if you're Church of God, Church of Christ. I don't care if you're it doesn't matter to me. Do you really have a genuine, sincere relationship with Jesus Christ? Is your God your heavenly Father? Is Jesus Christ your Lord? Are you seeking to walk in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so that's who we need to be caring about. That's who we need to think about. And it's not a matter of you don't think about yourself. The whole point is when you and I take on other people's burdens, then God brings people into our lives that will take on our burden. But he wants us to sacrifice first, give of ourselves first. Let's see, where have I seen the example of somebody coming, forfeiting where they're at, giving up everything for the sake of others, and then watching others be blessed because of him? Could it be Jesus? Oh, yeah, there you go. That's what we're looking for. That's what the Lord wants. And when the church gets a hold of that and walks in that power, by this shall all men know you're my disciples, by your love one for another, there will be no stopping that witness.
Dave, and you know the powerful thing about that? See, they have the church as us as a people looking and copying and modeling them. But if we really was to model what you just said, we would really in nature be like that old church that we talked about.
Yeah.
That old biblical church helping one another with the struggles of what that Paul talked about.
Just imagine if we really stepped out of ourselves and into others. Oh, wait, that's what Jesus told us to do. Oh, wait, that's all the Bible stuff. Oh, yeah, okay. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard-hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so, you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now you, how do you think after that happens? How do you think I feel? Okay, so now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right, because I'm just lost. And he prays for me, and it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, are you ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16. The very first thing I ever taught in my life in that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado.
And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear, and that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're kind of, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.